little rate hike surprise from the Fed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, it's the Morning Open. Hello, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Help for homeowners who have lost value and a jobs bill that's not so impressive, according to the former labor secretary. All that coming up. First, where's Wall Street? The S&P down about a quarter of a percent, same for the NASDAQ. The Dow off about 25 points, 10,367. European shares, however, are higher right now, and stocks tanked in Asia today, off about 2% or more. The Federal Reserve Bank raised its discount rate, that's the rate the Fed charges banks for emergency loans, from 0.5% to 0.75%. Gary Schilling is an economic consultant. He heads up his own firm in New Jersey, and he's with us live. Dr. Schilling, good morning.
Good morning.
What kind of repercussions are we talking about from this?
Not much. I think it reinforces actions that were already underway. For example, the dollar is really flying, but that's been the case recently largely because of the problems in the Eurozone and specifically with Greece. But I think that's about it. As far as the effects on the banks, not much. The banks are already sitting with over $1 trillion of more reserves than they need to support their current loans at the Fed. And the Fed, by raising the discount rate, said, we don't want you to borrow. Well, when you got $1 trillion of excess reserves and they're only borrowing now $15 billion, down from $100 billion when the financial crisis was raging, hey, they don't need more money.
Why are the banks, Dr. Schilling, holding on to these huge amounts of reserves?
Because they're scared. They really are scared after the debacle they went through, the near-death experience. So the banks really don't want to lend, and the creditworthy borrowers, those that the Fed, that the banks would be willing to lend to, hey, they're reducing their inventories, paying off loans. They're not investing in capital equipment. Consumers are paying down their debts. The creditworthy borrowers really aren't interested in borrowing. So it takes two to tango, and neither side wants to dance.
Quickly, Dr. Schilling, the Fed funds rate, you think it gets hiked sometime soon down the road?
No, not really. The Fed's made it very clear that this is really symbolic, and I think they're simply trying to tell the world, we are responsible citizens. When the time comes, which is probably, I think, not till next year, we will raise other interest rates, the ones that really count.
Dr. Schilling, thank you. We appreciate it.
Bye.
In a few hours in Las Vegas, President Obama will announce a new federal assistance program. It's going to help homeowners in states hit hardest by the housing crisis, Nevada, California, Florida, Michigan, Arizona. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson has more.
The president will use $1.5 billion from the $700 billion bank bailout fund. The money will go to state housing finance agencies and will likely be used to pay for mediation programs for homeowners who are underwater on their mortgages or to help the unemployed stay in their homes. Andrew Jakubowicz is a housing market expert at the Center for American Progress. He says $1.5 billion may not sound like a lot when you consider the size of the U.S. housing market, but
there is still a huge potential number of properties that might come into foreclosure that would really risk the nascent housing recovery. And I think that's where they're focusing.
The president will make the announcement at a campaign event for Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's facing a tough reelection race this year in Nevada, a state where 65% of homeowners are underwater on their mortgages. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals, institutions, and advisors reach their long-term goals at Vanguard.com. By Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Microsoft, offering cloud computing for businesses with solutions for managing the transition to the cloud while managing costs for customers at Microsoft.com/cloud services.
A jobs bill will be at the top of the agenda for senators as they get back together next week. Democrats are behind a $15 billion plan of mostly business tax credits, a fraction of another pricier bipartisan measure. Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich is with us to look ahead at what the jobs bill will and won't do. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Steve.
So this sounds familiar to me. Didn't we try something like this like in the late 70s?
Yes, in the Carter administration. And economists are still debating how much it really had an effect. The consensus is that about two-thirds of the employers who took advantage of the tax credit then probably would have hired people in any event. So critics call it a waste of taxpayer money, while supporters say, hey, one out of three new jobs was pretty good.
But even if it works as hoped, I mean, $15 billion, is it going to buy that many jobs?
No. The Congressional Budget Office estimates 180,000 jobs at most. Now, Steve, compare that to the over 8 million jobs lost since the end of 2007, and it's pretty pathetic. Mm. The president's more ambitious jobs tax credit would cost $33 billion, but create something in the order of 750,000 to a million new jobs.
So why then, Bob, are the Senate Democrats aiming so low?
Oh, it's just politics. They want to be seen as doing something to create jobs, but they're afraid to be seen as doing too much and causing the deficit to grow. You know, all of this is being played out in light of the big stimulus enacted last year. Most independent economists think it saved or created more than a million jobs, but most Americans don't believe it. All they remember is the White House predicting the stimulus would prevent the jobless rate from rising much beyond 8%. And, of course, it's now at 9.7%. And even the White House is now predicting 9.2% next year. So there's just a lot of skepticism out there.
So where do we go then from here? What's next?
Well, probably nowhere. If you're talking about the Senate is in complete gridlock. I'm not even betting on another extension of unemployment benefits. Now that no one trusts Congress, Steve, our economic fate really is almost entirely in the hands of a small group of unelected officials called the Fed. And when it comes to jobs, it's going to be up to Ben Bernanke and company to decide how long to continue to stimulate the economy with cheap money.
Former Labor Secretary Robert Reich, professor of public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. Bob, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
And finally, an email that went out last week congratulated 200 George Washington University applicants for getting in. A few hours later, another email said, no, you really didn't get in. It was a mistake. Well, things like that have happened before. Last spring, the University of California, San Diego, sent word of acceptance to everyone who applied, 28,000 of whom had to ultimately be rejected, proving once again the learning process never really ends. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Check us out online, marketplace.org. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.